WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
We've been having a great time here through the book of 1 John. My last two sermons in this book have definitely been two of my favorites. The last hour we looked at last week, or the week before last, which, by the way, is where we're going to pick it up here in a minute. And a friend of God or a friend of the world, if you remember. Because you can't be both. You must choose. I can see why Jesus gave John the nickname that he did, Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Paul was never as blunt as this guy is, John. Look at the things that John says to his reading audience. He says, number one, if you love this world, that you're not Christian. Number two, if you're a friend of this world, you're no friend of God's. Don't kid yourself. Number three, we read in the first chapter that whoever sins, let me add, because I'm going to soften down the word of God so it doesn't hurt as bad. Okay? Whoever sins for a lifestyle is not Christian, but is an offspring of Satan. Now, there is some tough love. What do you think? Paul would never say any of those things. John said to Jesus one day, he said, Lord, do you want me to call fire down out of heaven and burn up these rotten Samaritans? So don't be misled by his description of himself, because people's description of themselves is always wrong. He called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. That's not what Jesus called him. He called him Thunder Man. You know, that's a nickname that I want. Guess we already got one of those, huh? Thunder Man. Now, we left off here in verse 18, and John talking about the Antichrist. First time we ever learn of this word in the whole Bible is right here. We're in 1 John, for those watching, if you're watching online, we're in 1 John chapter 2, picking it up here in verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour. Now, you all remember me preaching this verse a couple weeks ago. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. I'm going to keep reading this entire text here now this morning. Verse 19, they went out from us. By the way, he's talking about those that said that they were Christians. The word they is who he's talking about. They went out from us, but they never were of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. You see, Christians cross the finish line. And if you don't cross the finish line in faith, you're not Christian, is what he's saying. Because if you were, you would have remained with them. Verse 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. You know, this is not going to work. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? Look what he says next. He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. All right, first of all, John says, as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Well, where did he hear that? You just coined the word. How do you expect people? What do you mean, as you have heard? Answer, they heard it from Paul. But Paul and Jesus gave this man a different name. Paul put it this way: let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, that is the day of Christ, will not come until the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts everything, poses and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, we're going to end up back there later. If you want to stick a bookmark in that, that was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to end up back there a little later for a detailed look. Now, Jesus said this in his prayer, in his high priestly prayer, John 17:12. He says, he's praying to the Father. He said, those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. All right, so John's writing this in 90 AD, some 35 years after Paul, some 60 years after Jesus. These letters had already spread around the empire and the early believers. By this time, they knew that the Antichrist, or they knew him by the name of the son of perdition, or the man of sin. That's how they already knew this, because this was old news now to these guys. Then John says, even now, many antichrists have come. So what this is, this. The Antichrist is an evil spirit. The spirit of Antichrist. And this spirit has infected people throughout the years. And here in verse 22, John tells us how to identify a person who has contracted this virus. You guys hearing me? John shows us how to identify a person who's contracted this virus. You see, you can't pull up to Walgreens, up to the drive-thru window, and find out if you're infected with this. Walgreens can't test you for this. Verse 22, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and denies the Son. Ever met people like that? You know millions. So you don't believe in Jesus Christ. You don't believe Jesus is the Christ, or better yet, we could say the Messiah. John says, number one, you're a liar. Gotta love the Son of Thunder, huh? That is, you're not speaking truth. You might believe it, but you're still lying. Because what you said is not the truth. That makes you a liar. Number two, you are infected with an evil spirit, and there's no shot in the world that'll rid you of this evil spirit. The only cure for this malignant spirit is the Holy Spirit. And John will go on to write later, greater is he that is in you, that is in you Christians. Greater is he that is in you than he, little h, that is in the world out here infecting people. God says you're better than they are. You're stronger than they are. You can overcome all things because you have got, we read in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Or as the man behind the curtain says, you've got something they haven't got. You've got the Holy Spirit and they don't. Now, speaking of denials, verse 23, whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. Notice the word either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. I like that, either. You see, you can't have one and not the other. It's impossible. Whoever denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God does not have God. You can't have the Father and not the Son. You got to have both or none. Whoever denies Jesus Christ is the Son of God does not have God. Think of all the Jews in the world. They've passed down from generation to generation that the Messiah has not come yet, they say. They deny Jesus as the Christ is the Son of God. Not only do they not have the Son or eternal life, they don't have God the Father either. Again, you can't have one and not the other, because like the Son of God has said himself, I and the Father are one. Every week in Sunday school, you can hear Pastor Darren in here teach us the same things, because Jesus taught these Jews the same things. He says in John 8:18, I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said to him, where is your Father? Jesus said, you neither know me nor my Father. For if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. John 8:18 and 19. This is where John learned this stuff. Hearing Jesus say it. If you had known me, you would have known the Father also. So are you telling me, Pastor, that everyone else, all of these Christ deniers, all these people are infected with the spirit of Antichrist? Answer, no, I'm not telling you. The Word of God's telling you that. The Word of God's telling you that. I'm sorry to tell you, but there's a huge master plan behind this at the end of the age. People all over this world are getting infected with an evil spirit. It's interesting to think about. To fight the flu or even COVID, they conjure up a vaccine and they give you the evil entity. In actuality, some of that nature is injected into you. I've heard it said a million times. When you get a flu vaccine, what do? They give you the flu. Now, if you're infected and if you've got the spirit of Antichrist in you, deny Christ and you are inoculated. No, let me say that again. That's not good news, Captain. If you deny him, you are infected with the spirit of Antichrist, and you've got a little bit of him in you. That's bad news. That part is, deny Christ, you're infected with this spirit. Now check this out. Let's go back now to where I said before. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. How about some prophecy this morning? Why not? We're living at the end of the age. Jesus would come back before the 4 o'clock news. Or church lets out. Have you ever seen that video before when they're in that church and then you hear this wham, this loud crack of thunder, and then 3/4 of the church is gone and the pastor's still there? And all the other unbelievers, and everyone's gone. Everyone else is gone. Funny little, it's only like a minute long. Okay. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, let no one deceive you by any means. For that day, that's the day of Christ, the day of this rapture we believe in. Because Jesus says he's coming again to receive us unto himself so that where he is, there we may be also. We know, we believe that. He's coming back again. He has said so. So that day, when that happens, will not come unless, all right, here's his list of two things that have to happen first before he can come back. Number one, the falling away comes first. What's that? It's a falling away from the faith. Something's going to happen here on earth that's going to cause a mother of all falling away. Revelation chapter 13 says that people won't be able to buy and they won't be able to sell except if they receive a particular mark. Greek word charagma means an identifying mark or a tattoo. Now, this is another sign that you'll know, not only COVID, but when the time comes when you're going to need a tattoo in order to go out here and buy or sell. This is Jesus' sign so that you'll know his return is near. Kind of makes the hair stand up on your arm, doesn't it? See, I believe that. I've said it all along, but I really believe it now, that we are living in the time that Jesus is coming back in our lifetime. And as a church, I want to see us busy doing his work here. We're all loaded for bear. Your friends all want to know. Family wants to know. People want to know. What in the world? Who's got an answer for all this? If someone asks you, who's got an answer for the COVID all around us? They've just opened the door for you. They're attentive. See, I preached that for 20 years and people want to throw me out. That's got nothing to do with us. How does SARS have anything to do with us, they'd say? How does Ebola, big deal, guy gets on an airplane, some Ethiopian somewhere, what's the big, that doesn't affect me. You see, God's got everyone's attention now. People are attentive to the message that you have to give them. That's the time that we're living in, and I pray we would be busy about his work here. It's a great opportunity here among us here now. Okay. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and this man of sin is revealed or unveiled, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped. Now, look what he does. He says, he sits as God. He sits as God. Say it, 10 times to yourself. He sits as God. He sits as God. He sits as God. I'm talking about denying Jesus Christ. You've been infected with a spirit. And when you're infected and when you're vaccinated with something, they give you a little bit of what it is that you don't want to get. So now you got over here, a man over here, in your lifetime probably, sitting as God. Showing himself, meaning he's going to say, I am God. And you, not you, praise God, those that deny the Father, those that deny the Son, those that are too busy for Jesus, those who think religion is just a crutch and they've got no time for weak-willed, weak-minded people that hope, all of those, and the Stephen Hawkings out there, they got a little bit of this guy in themselves. He sits as God in the temple of God, whether or not that's the Vatican or they rebuilt the temple, showing himself that he is God. And guess what? You've got his nature on the inside of you by denying him. That's why I called a sermon what I did, "Who's Your Daddy?" Here he is on his throne. And not only that, if you deny the Son, I hereby guarantee that without a miracle, you too will bow the knee to the man that's on that seat right there. Guarantee it. Look at this verse, a few verses down here, verse 9. Same place, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders." He's going to deceive people. Like David Copperfield deceives people with an elephant vanishing under a sheet. Lying wonders. "And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish." Look at the next word. "Because." This is telling you why it happens. "Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved." Who's that, church? Who's the truth? It's Jesus. So think about it. Question for Island Community Church and those watching. Why do people perish at the end of the age? They refuse love. The love, L-O-V-E. They refuse the love of the truth that they might be saved. Eye-opening, shocking truth today. People are not going to hell because they refuse. They're going to hell because they refuse the love of Jesus Christ, who already died for all their sins. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord and receive what he's already done. That's why when he died, he got out his little thing they put on a mortgage and they put on there, tetelestai, which meant paid in full. That's what the Greeks would stamp on a mortgage when you paid it all off. Translated in English, it is finished. He's done all the work. All you got to do is receive him. He's done all the work. Okay. Now, for this reason, verse 11. "For this reason," that is refusing love, "saying no to the Savior who died for you in your place, took your sins upon himself, died in your place on the cross, took your sins and the penalty of death, put it on himself and died for you for the purpose that he loves you." God loves you. That's the message. The crime hanging over humanity today is that God loves you. See, that's the great deception. Everyone is snowed. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross in our place. And that by receiving him and calling on the name of the Lord, you and I are, we're not going to be in this group. We're going to be in another group. For this reason, look what's going to happen to everyone else we just mentioned. It's out of the word. It's not me. Listen to what it says. God will send them a strong delusion. Of all the people you could be deluded and deceived by, you could be deceived by your husband, your wife. You could be deceived by a politician who's running for office. God will send them a strong delusion. Look at the reason why. It says, so that they should believe the lie. You see, same lie. Same lie that your friends believe. Maybe it's the same lie that your mother or your father believed. The same lie the Jews and the Muslims believe. Oh, Jesus is just a good guy. Yeah, he's descended from Abraham. He's a good guy, but he's not the Son of God. The same lie.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
God wants to build into you rock-solid faith. God is building your saints with spiritual steel and spiritual concrete. So God is going to put you in the fire of affliction to test you. God wants to build character into your life. And what God does is not to remove you from difficulty or pain. But to the contrary, God is in the transformation business. You know, God did not take away evil. What God does, He transforms it. God didn't stop the crucifixion. He just gave us Easter. You see, God's method is not the method of substitution. Most of us want God to give us health instead of sickness. We want God to give us wealth instead of poverty. We want God to give us friendship rather than loneliness. We just want God to substitute things. But God is not in the substitution business. God is in the transformation business. That's the reason why Job said, He knows the way that I shall take. And when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is your health and salvation.